Letter Home by Natasha Trethewey. 4 weeks have passed since I left, and still I must write to you of no work. I've worn down the soles and walked through the tightness of my new shoes, calling upon the merchants, their offices bustling. All the while, I kept thinking my plain English and good writing would secure for me some modest position. Though I dress each day in my best, hands covered with the lace gloves you crocheted, no one needs a girl. How flat the word sounds, and heavy. My purse thins. I spent foolishly to make an appearance of quiet industry, to mask the desperation that tightens my throat. I sit watching, though I pretend not to notice, the dark maids ambling by with their white charges. Do I deceive anyone? Were they to see my hands, brown as your dear face, they'd know I'm not quite what I pretend to be. I walk these streets a white woman, or so I think, until I catch the eyes of some stranger upon me, and I must lower mine, a negress, again. There are enough things here to remind me who I am. Mules lumbering through the crowded streets send me into reverie, their footfall, the sound of a pointer and chalk hitting the blackboard at school only louder. Then there are women clicking their tongues in conversation, carrying their loads on their heads, their husky voices, the washpots and irons of the laundresses call to me. I thought not to do the work I once did, backbending and domestic, my schooling a gift, even those half-days at picking time, listening to Miss J. How I'd come to know words, the recitations I practiced to sound like her, lilting, my sentences curling up or trailing off at the ends. I read my books until I nearly broke their spines, and in the cotton field I repeated whole sections I learned by heart, spelling each word in my head to make a picture I could see, as well as a weight I could feel in my mouth. So now, even as I write this and think of you at home, goodbye is the waving map of your palm, is a stone on my tongue.